It's Tuesday, the 25th of June, and I am Leonard Vidbien with your 7 a.m. news bulletin. The Electoral Commission is currently hosting Dr. Kevin Casas Zamora, Secretary General of the International Institute for Democracy and Electoral Assistance, and his delegation in Windhoek. The Commission underscored its appreciation for the support and expertise provided by the International IDEA in strengthening the country's electoral systems and processes. ECN's spokesperson, Devet Siluka.
His visit is the first to Namibia, and this demonstrates the strong partnership between our country and international idea in promoting democracy and electoral integrity. As a commission, we greatly value the support and expertise provided by the international idea in strengthening our electoral system and processes. During his visit, the commission will engage with Dr. Casas Zamora and his delegation on various issues of interest to our electoral processes and system.
Trustco Group Holdings has completed a $5 million share repurchase agreement with the University of Notre Dame du Lac on the Johannesburg Stock Exchange. The deal involves acquiring 120.5 million shares, amounting to 12.8% of its total outstanding shares. Deputy CEO of Trustco Group, Quinton van Rooyen Jr.
This forms part of our strategy to acquire as much shares as we can in the current market conditions. Currently, the share price does not reflect the underlying value of the assets, so when we have the opportunity, we try and buy back as much of the shares as we can currently. So for the remaining shareholders, there will be less shares in issues, which means a larger part of the dividend in future.
Nearly 1 month after the Africa National Congress lost its parliamentary majority in the most comprehensive elections since the end of apartheid, 10 South African political parties have agreed to form a government of national unity, as reported by Reuters. This collaboration involves parties across the political spectrum and marking the first in the democratic era that the ANC will share power. Nearly 2,000 petrol outlets in Nigeria's northeast have closed to protest an anti-smuggling operation by the Nigerian Customs Service, which targeted some operations. Reuters reports that this shutdown, confirmed by Dahiru Buba, chairman of the Independent Petroleum Marketers Association of Nigeria for Adamawa and Taraba states, has forced motorists to buy fuel from the black market. The closures followed the impounding of tanker trucks and shutting down of some fuel outlets on suspicion of smuggling petrol to Cameroon. Boeing could be criminally charged as is being recommended by U.S. prosecutors investigating two fatal crashes of their MAX planes 6 years ago. The Department of Justice has until July 7 to decide whether to charge or extend a deal that avoids prosecution. Reporting for us is Caroline Malone.
346 people died in two Boeing MAX 7 crashes on Lion Air and Ethiopian Airlines in 2018 and 2019. That fleet was grounded for 2 years, and it was then found a new design had dipped the nose of those planes automatically to compensate for shifting the larger engines forward. Boeing made a deal with the Department of Justice in 2021 in which it agreed to pay out $2.5 billion worth of penalties and compensations to the customers and families of those who died. Well, the DOJ now has a couple of weeks to decide whether to file criminal charges against that major US plane manufacturer. Caroline Malone, Washington.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.